Welcome to the Bridging Success Podcast. I'm Bo Jenkins, founder and CEO of BridgeNet Technology Consultants, where we solve challenging technology issues for growing businesses. We are the leading customer-focused, community-involved expert technology consultants. Welcome to Bridging Success, the podcast where top B2B CEOs and executives share their insights, challenges, and game-changing strategies that drive innovation and business growth. I'm your host, Bo Jenkins, founder and CEO of BridgeNet Technology Consultants. Each episode, we spotlight visionary leaders shaping the future, diving into critical decisions, leadership philosophies, and breakthrough moments that have helped propel them to success. On this episode, we're joined by Renee Hastings, President and CEO of Executive Help Now, a virtual assistance service agency. Renee, welcome to the show.
Hey, Bo. Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
That's great. Let's just jump in and get you to share the journey that led you to create Executive Help Now and what you're most proud of in your work so far.
Okay. I love sharing our origin story. It starts with the fact that I'm the granddaughter of a sharecropper. And my grandfather moved the family from the South to the North, sharecropping land. And as a sharecropper, you work land that belongs to somebody else. So my grandfather had a very entrepreneurial spirit. But when he moved them from the South to the North, he moved us to an Amish community in Wisconsin. So Bo, I know you're looking at me and you're like, okay, you're a Black lady in an Amish community. Maybe that was a little challenging for you. Maybe that was, those are some questions maybe going through your mind. But actually, when it's all that's, it's just the way it is. But because of the fact of my grandfather's experiences in the South and moving north, he made it so clear to us as a family that we had to be people of our word. We had to be honest. We had to be hardworking. We had to be dependable and reliable. And in the area where we lived, people still make a deal with a handshake. And that's the way that I grew up. And so with that expectation on my life as a member of the family in this Amish community, it was expected that we would just operate with excellence. That was just the way it was and the way it is still today. Fast forward, my mom, who was a single mom, moved from the Amish community, and we ended up settling in a town called Madison, Wisconsin. It's the capital of Wisconsin. And the city had a summer youth employment program. And there was a program that was put together to get young kids off the streets, help them identify some natural skills and gifts and talents and abilities, and discover their interests and what they may want to do as a career later on. So at 12 years old, signed me up for this program, and they assigned me to the Madison Urban League. And the Madison Urban League had a need for a library. So they took me into this room filled high and deep with books from wall to wall, just stacks and stacks of books. And my job by the end of summer was to organize all of these books into categories, subcategories, subcategories, and create a log so people would know where to find all these books. And it was then that I discovered my natural gift and skill for organizing things and my love for organizing things and for helping people. Then the second summer that I was there, I was 13 years old, and they placed me at Norrell Temporary Services. I'm not even sure if Norrell still exists today, but it was a temporary employment agency, and it was a franchise store that I worked in, owned by a Black woman. And people would come in to the temp agency looking for work, and my job was to hand them their applications on a clipboard, give them the instructions of what to do, and then they handed the clipboard back to me, and my job was to enter all their information into the computer. And Bo, with the clickety-clack of the keys, hearing my fingers on the keys just really resonated with my spirit as a young person. Because in my mind, I'm saying, somebody's life is going to change. Somebody's going to get a job because I'm typing into my keyboard all this information to help them get work. And once they get work, then their families are going to be better off and that sort of thing. So it was a very rewarding feeling that I got just being a clerical assistant to this owner of this franchise. So I made this inner vow. It said, one day I'm going to own my own business, or one day I'm going to run an office. And that's where I set my sights. I took all the business classes, all the clerical classes, the typing, shorthand, dictation, all of the things. And half the people on this podcast probably don't know what those things are. So I'm totally dating myself. But that's how the journey started, was this passion for business, this passion for helping people. And that's how I ended up setting myself up for the career that I would eventually have. And then I ended up graduating from high school at 16 years old and with all of the classes that I had taken. But I ended up graduating from high school at 16 with a 1-month-old son. So I couldn't immediately go to college. I had to take care of my family. But thankfully, because of all this past experience that I'd had, I was able to get a very well-paying job for the state of Wisconsin. And it's all of these steps in my previous life, I believe, prepared me for entrepreneurship. It prepared me for being a business owner. Even though I really enjoyed the comforts of corporate America, I actually started the business as a side hustle while I still had a full-time day job. But it was all preparation for where we are today. And I'm just very grateful for the experience. And right now, as of almost 3 years ago, I've been 100% full-time in the business. I did end up going to college later as an adult, as a sidebar, but been in the business 100% full-time for almost 3 years now.
What a backstory, starting out with your grandfather in Amish country, and we're here to sprinkle a little bit of technology into things and life and how that's changed your life. I love hearing that. And I don't know if you're familiar with the book, 10X is greater, is easier than 2X.
I have heard of that. And you're like the third person who's mentioned it to me. So I think I really need to get it.
Hearing your story and how many times I just picked up on how many times you've 10X'd your life, from moving to Madison at a young age, graduating with a child, getting to college. Those are all 10X events that I'm hearing that you've been through. You should really check that book out.
Yeah, it definitely will.
So talk to me about coming from Amish country as a young person and now running your own business. What technology is at the core of Executive Help now, and how do you see it making a difference for your clients?
There's so many systems that we use. So our clients up until this point have basically come from various industries. We haven't niched down because the business started out being just purely administrative support, email management, calendar management, project management, doing all the presentations, expense reports, all those things that the executive assistant in the office does. That's how the business started, because that's what I knew, and that's because someone said, if you're going to do a business, do what you know, or invest in what you know. So because all of those skills are so transferable across industries, there wasn't really a need to have more than just a few systems in place to do that work. And most of the times the clients had their own systems, and we just plugged in where they were, met them where they were, or where they are, and then just was an extension of them and their team. Now that we've evolved a bit, we now do social media management and engagement, as well as remote video podcast production. And so now we have our own systems that we have to use to actually execute on the work that we're doing for new clients coming in, and for those that are in the podcast space and want their own show. There are different systems that are important. One of them being that we are a remote team is like Slack. I love Slack. And I think that it is really fantastic for those communications, keeping everyone in the loop of what's going on, whether it's your team or your clients. I don't get an affiliate or anything like that for mentioning Slack, but I find a really great tool to help with team collaboration and that sort of thing. But we have tools for project management. We have tools for our CRMs, our different social media platforms, scheduling posts, all the different things.
If you had to pick one, is there one that jumps out to you as the one that's really helped you grow or innovate or really makes an impact for your clients when they adopt it?
I am going to say, I would say Slack right now, but we're moving to ClickUp.
Something new.
So ClickUp is new and we're still working through the transition, but eventually I can see how that's going to be a game changer for us.
All right, great. So you mentioned that you're changing in the middle of changing platforms, moving from Slack to ClickUp. How do you stay ahead of the curve in your field? And are there any emerging trends that you're particularly excited about?
So it's so important for us to stay ahead of the trends, because as the space is becoming more and more saturated, it's becoming much more competitive. And so we definitely want to stand out as the virtual assistant service agency of choice. So I believe that with our integration of artificial intelligence in how we actually produce the work has really been a game changer for us and is going to continue to help us respond quicker, more thoroughly with various requests from our clients.
Are there any other tools or improvements or new initiatives besides ClickUp that you're currently working on that you think will elevate the services that you offer at Executive Help Now?
Well, all the different artificial intelligence tools that are out, it seems like every day there's 10 new ones, but there are certain, like, of course, ChatGPT is getting stronger than ever. And one of the things that just never ceases to amaze me, and it's a conversation that I've had on a show before, is that what we have right now in ChatGPT and other Gemini Claudes, or Claudes and Perplexity and all of those, the information we get out of it right now is the worst it'll ever be. Like, and it's just going to get better. What we get, because right now we have to double check and triple check all the things that we get. We can't just ask it something and then just spit it out like it's all facts. We have to verify the facts and make sure that it's valid information that we're sharing. But I believe eventually we're not going to have to do that, that it will all be sourced information and that it will all be valid sources that we can rely on even better, quicker in the future.
So I'll give you a tool that I just came across that sounds pretty interesting and it might fit into your space. It's called personal.ai. Have you heard of that one?
I have not heard of that one.
Hold on. Its role is to create an AI assistant for whoever is using it and become their voice if they want them to, but it doesn't use the large language models. It uses your own personal language models, text messages, emails, and it analyzes those things, keeps it private. They were pretty big on privacy and not allowing your data that you use to train your own personal AI get out there. But it was an interesting concept that I just came across. A friend of mine sent me to it when, you know, being in technology and keeping my ear to the track in the AI space, I come across these things, but I thought that sounds very interesting. Maybe it's something you should check out.
Yes, absolutely. 100%. I would love that. Thank you so much for letting me know. But Bo, when they say that your information is safe and it's not going to get out into the language models, is that really true? Do you believe that? Like 100%.
So here's something else that I just came across is that you can go in and delete your chats, right? You're in ChatGPT and you make a message with it. You can say, oh, yeah, don't keep that in my history. Delete it, right? You think it's gone away. It doesn't show up for you anymore. They've proven through research and asking the large language models to go based on our interactions last year and this year, help me explain XYZ. And when the models explain XYZ, it's pulling up conversations that they know they deleted last year that are still out there somewhere in space.
See, it's never really, and once you put it into a computer, it's out there somewhere for somebody.
You got that. Getting back to Executive Help Now, what do you see as the biggest opportunities for growth or transformation in the coming years?
I think with the refining of artificial intelligence, I think we are going to be able to produce more in less time, even more so than we already do. And than we already had, like even when I started the business 10 years ago, and there was no AI that was public to everybody. What used to take hours now takes minutes. And I believe that's just going to get, it's going to get faster and more robust. I believe that the, in terms of innovation coming into the future, what we're going to be focused on is how we can truly harness that and systematize it, monetize it for our clients if necessary, and continue to add value to them because of it.
That's great. Hey, Renee, I really appreciate our time together. For the listeners who are inspired by your journey, what's one key takeaway you'd like them to remember about pursuing their own path?
I would love for the listeners to know that each one of us is endowed with unique gifts, skills, talents, and abilities. No one has what you have, and no one can deliver what you can deliver the way that you can deliver it. So I encourage everyone to not be afraid to show the world and share with the world their natural gifts, skills, and talents, because if they don't, they're robbing us of their gifts. And we don't want them to be robbers.
I love that. Don't be a robber.
That's so right.
For our listeners that want to learn more about Executive Help Now and stay updated on your latest projects and initiatives, how can they do that? What's the best way to reach out and find some more information?
Check us out on our website, which is www.executivehelpnow.org. We're not a nonprofit, but we're .org nonetheless. That's a whole nother story for another day. But that's the best way to reach us. We're on all the socials, on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, X. But LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram are our top three places to find us at Executive Help Now. I also have a podcast on YouTube called Renee Speaks, and we share lots of information from business subject matter experts to help entrepreneurs along their entrepreneurial journey.
That's great. ExecutiveHelpNow.org, O-R-G. Renee, thank you so much for joining the show today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Bo.
Bye-bye. This is Bo. Thank you so much for listening to the Bridging Success Podcast. If you are a successful business owner who would like to be on this program, please visit podcast.bridgenetllc.com to sign up. If something in this episode connected with you, would you mind sharing it on social media? Just take a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or share it on your favorite social media platform. If you know someone that would be a great guest, tag them on social media with the hashtag #BridgingSuccess and let them know about the show. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, your ratings, and reviews, they go a long way to help promote the show and mean a lot to me and my team. Want to know more? Go to our website, bridgenetllc.com, or follow me on LinkedIn. Find me on Facebook at /BJakins or on Instagram at BoJakins. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.